Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 46. The printer in the McCannon family is out of commission this week, so I'm going old school with pen and paper this week. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. She will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, and how he's brought desolations to the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Those of you who have the ESV, Gospel Transformation Bible, it says there in the notes that Jesus is a personification of God in this psalm. Jesus is our priest and our high refuge and our future victory. He's the hidden aqueduct to that city. When the city is under siege, he's that hidden aqueduct that allows the city to persevere. I don't know about you, but I have a serious problem. And I mean, I'm being all serious. We live our lives in such a frantic pace where we're so busy. And so think about this. How often do we take the time to be still and know that Christ is God, that God became man? This should be a daily activity. You know, it says in the Bible that our adversary prowls around like a roaring lion for someone to devour. In Peter 5:8, it says we need to be sober-minded. We need to be watchful for that lion. But the problem is that our frantic lifestyles and our busy lifestyles, we're so busy. Are we sober-minded and are we watchful? Our enemy does not come as a lion in that bold form, but the Bible says he comes as an angel of light. He can come through the television. He can come through the radio. He can come through a relationship with someone. Scott did an outstanding confession last week on prayer. But I thought, does my lifestyle contribute to a lack of prayer? If I took the time daily to be still and know that he's God, how will that impact my prayer life? If we race through life every day, will we hear that whisper of God like when God told Elijah, what are you doing here? If I'm so busy, I think about, what's the movie, Callie McCulkin? Home Alone. You know when he goes, ah! Remember that? That's me a lot of times in my daily life. Like, ah! And so I don't know if you can hear a lot or do a lot when you're in that shape. You know, I'm under conviction about my lifestyle. And here's something that I realized. I blamed a lot of it on my last job. But you know what I found out? I think it's in my DNA. It's just in my culture to get as much done as you can and just don't stop till you get it done. And you know, hey, you got 15 minutes where you can do one more task, one more thing. Flip over to Psalms 139, just a couple of verses. We're going to look at the last two verses of that chapter. Just flip over there, Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. It says in Psalms 139, verse 23, search me, O God, know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. What if we took time every day to be still and knew that He was God? And what if every day we took a daily inventory where we're at spiritually? In this quietus, Lungard recommends 5 questions for us to ask to prevent us from having a hard heart. I don't know about you, but one of the things as I age, I don't want to be a cynical older person. I see some people that have a soft heart and care, and I see some people that it just seems to grow a little hard, and I don't want a hard heart. So here's 5 questions that Lungard recommends that we ask ourselves. Question 1, have I slipped at all from the fervent love for Christ and faithfulness to Him? You know, we can suffer from traps of spiritual, being a spiritual sloth, neglect, temptation. So do our frantic lives lead to a dull heart? Lungard says this is pretty convicting. He says, do we don't feel spiritually weak because we've never been spiritually strong? Ooh. The danger is not having a problem or a weakness. The danger is having a weakness or a problem and not knowing you have it. That's the danger. Question 2, do you have peace and joy in your lives? You know, peace will not be present when there's spiritual decay. Question 3, are there signs of spiritual decay in your spiritual life? So why do we go to the dentist every 6 months? Hopefully it's not to make the dentist. You know, we want to catch those cavities early enough, right? So that, you know, they'll catch them and they'll fill them and, you know, your tooth won't become rotten and you won't lose your tooth. I mean, that's kind of our goal. I mean, I kind of like these teeth. I mean, I like to eat, and, you know, smile kind of deteriorates when you lose teeth. So, but do we do that spiritually? Do we allow decay to take place in a place, but we're not still, because of our lifestyle, we're not still, and realizing He's not God, we're not taking an inventory of where we're at, and that decay is going unnoticed. Here's a question 4. It's kind of provocative. Are you tired of God? You know, that question might shock you, Lungard says, but have you grown tired of Him? Do you find ways to justify skipping your spiritual needs? Satan wants us to rest on what we've accomplished. Do you have a pet sin? Do you have a sin that always tugs at you, that you're frustrated by it? And the last question, does the glory of God shine through you? Do people see zeal for Christ, humility, brokenness of sin? Do they see you focusing on God? Do they see a person of self-denial? Do they see a person full of love? How is your spiritual appetite? Here's what I think happens in my busy lifestyle. My stomach is so full of things that it does not need to be full of, that I'm not craving pure spiritual food. You know, I'm kind of like a kid that only wants candy, and I don't want to eat the stuff that's really going to help me. Reflect on last week as we go to prayer, and how often were you still before God and you acknowledge that He is Christ, that our Christ is Lord? You know, sometimes I think we're scared to slow down and we're scared to be quiet because we're kind of scared to look inside. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are prone to wander. We are prone to leave You, as we sung today. And Lord, help us to be still and know that You are God. Help us to look inside and help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, where sin is creeping into our heart. Lord, help us to look to You. Help us not for the world to dictate how we live our lives, but instead help the Word and our prayer life to dictate how we live. Lord, help us to spur each other on to love and help us hold each other accountable. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.